I'm Mark H. Smith from The Fall, talking about cerebral caustic.
Hi, my name is Brixie Smith.
Go back, go back. See your disease, huh?
The joke.
Control. Rome. Don't be, don't be.
Oh, there's this one line in the beginning that says, get back to your diseased hut, you know? And for some reason, certain lines like that just stick in my mind for days, and I keep thinking it, get back to your diseased hut. I think it's got a great riff, and it's well hard, you know? It rocks. And also, I love it. I love Mark's vocals on that song particularly. And, you know, when he's talking about 5 years in a PC camp.
I think it's great. I mean, Bricks added a lot of punch to it. Well, what the rest of the group don't know is that me and Carl went and did all the guitars again and none of us have noticed.
Don't call me darling.
The song's about being assaulted, actually. You know, being up.
It's really weird because a lot of people have sort of pinpointed that song and said, "Oh, we really like that song." You know, what are you saying? Are you do you is it that you hate people referring to you as darling or men referring to women in sort of like derogatory terms like darling, love, you know, sweetheart, honey, da da da. And you know, I didn't write the words, so that's not coming from me.
With all my songs, I tend to write from a few experiences or things, you know, and put them all together, not exaggerate them. Dancing all over to no avail. I got zero tolerance. My head for
Pandora. My vocal cords are basically thrashed after I sing like that. I mean, normally I have a really sort of sweet baby childlike voice, but I've been using my voice in different ways lately, and that was one step in the rougher direction.
I like the music though. It's very excellent. Craig wrote.
When I was singing it, I mean, I was singing it from that point of view, like, you know, don't call me darling because I'm not your darling. However, in real life, in the real world, I love being called darling and sweetheart and love and beautiful and da 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 da. You know, I'm very much sort of old-fashioned in that way.
Bonkers at Phoenix. Bonkers at Phoenix. Bonkers at Phoenix.
Bonkers in Phoenix was originally a song I wrote for myself, for my solo project. And it wasn't working for me. And the words that I wrote, which I sing on it, are basically, it's basically a love song. But it talks about love in terms of possession. And I sort of refer to love as shiny things. You know, but shiny things turn to rust, da 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 da. It's, you know, and it's kind of like girly and sickly and whatever, and but very depressing and dark. And I took it to Mark and I said, "What? Do something with this song." And Mark just took the song and totally manipulated it. He took a sledgehammer and he just smashed the hell out of the song. And he had added his own things, and it became an entirely new meaning. The whole thing became new. Basically, what it's meant to be is like you're standing in a festival, like Glastonbury or Phoenix or whatever, and you're like in between like the indie tent and the rock tent and the folk tent, and you're tripping on acid, and this is how the music sounds, and that's what that song is.
That Glastonbury, where all people who want legislation. Those who want
meat burgers on the racks.
When the song was being played by the group, it just reminded me of the sort of song you would hear at a festival by an old girl group or something. But, I mean, that's not what a festival's like to me. Not being used to them, believe it or not, even though I've been playing for a long time. We've either been banned from open-air festivals or we've not refused to do them. So I came into them very fresh. So that's what it reminded me of. So I thought I'd put, like, the noises you hear at a free festival or a book festival over it, you know.
Feeling numb is, it sickeningly reminds me of the Monkees. You know, it's weird because I wrote the part feeling numb, but Mark wrote the rest, and it's basically, I think, I mean, I can't speak for him because he has his own ideas in his head when he writes stuff, but I think it's a lot to do with Prozac.
Just trying to sort of picture complete satiation, you know, sort of like almost a drugged out state that a lot of people are living in at the moment, I think. See, there's a lot of people on Prozac. But in general, it's just about people vegging out, really, on food or whatever. Or TV or whatever.
When I was singing it, I was particularly thinking about more of an opiate and how sometimes it would just be so nice to be totally numb and not to feel any of the pain or, like, you know, the hard things in life. And I mean, I don't take drugs like that or anything, you know. I'll have a glass of wine now and again in a bag, but that's about it.
Everything is broken because of Christian details. Get the Western on a stick with